Brody Martin, 18 years old, from Prince George, BC.
Excellent. So in this game tonight, you guys are coming off a big win for you, beating the top team in terms of wins and points in the league with the Whitecourt Wolverines there last weekend. How did you guys try and carry the momentum over tonight?
Well, we're just kind of taking everything we've learned from playing against top-end teams and trying to build that up to play against better top-end teams, I guess.
You bet. The Canucks, obviously, are the two-time defending league champs and won the national title last year. This is the start of a six-game homestand for you, and I thought in the first period, you in particular came out physical. Is that kind of how you guys want to, you know, make it tough on other teams to play here?
Yeah, for sure, especially against more of these high-skill-end teams like Calgary. We just want to come out physical, play old Grizzly hockey, and show them what we're made of.
Yeah, and how have you, in particular, it seems like, you know, taken to that motto here this season?
Yeah, I'd say that's a role I've always kind of taken on, so just something I'm used to playing.
Excellent. On the defensive end of things, you know, how close do you guys start to feel like you are to working, you know, as a five-man unit with the forwards and the defense to limit the chances against your goaltenders?
Definitely a lot better than we were at the start of the year. Like, I think we've come together a lot, you know. Working with Tyson's system's a lot better, so I think we're coming together pretty well.
You bet. You get a chance to set up a teammate for a goal in this game as well. You know, walk us through your assist tonight.
I just kind of took the open ice and then saw Motts coming down and fed it to him, and beautiful tuck by Motts there.
Yeah, and it was his first game in our first point and goal in 10 games, so to see your captain get a big goal like that, what that means to you guys?
Yeah, that was huge, especially with Motts being the captain. Like, we're down by one, he ties it up, or down by two, he makes it a 2-1 game. Huge goal for him and for the team.
You bet. David Hoy then gave you guys your first lead in the second period. I thought, in particular, he really seems to be able to, you know, forecheck well and create turnovers. When you're practicing against him, you know, just how tough is it to try and break out against his line?
Oh, yeah, you definitely notice when he's out there. The style of hockey plays a bit gritty and skillful, so definitely notice it in practice.
You bet. Overall, what does this say about your team here? To, you know, again, you get a chance to play in the overtime, you get a chance to go to the shootout, and you know, come up just short on the bonus point. But the effort tonight, you know, what did you think this said about your team?
I think obviously first period wasn't our best, but I think we came together, bounced back really well, and kind of showed we can play with the top end teams in our league.
You bet. How do you carry this over against Camrose tomorrow?
Just kind of got to take the positives away from the game, and we just know we need to have a better first period, and we should be fine.
You bet. I always finish the interviews here with the first time getting to chat with the guys with a couple of look-backs at the past. So what's your favorite minor hockey moment?
Probably just, like, winning a tournament with my hometown team, Prince George, back in, like, U-12 or, like, U-11 or something like that.
Excellent. And who is your hockey hero?
Robert Dirk.
And who is Robert Dirk?
I used to play in the show. He was a defenseman, bit of an enforcer, and also used to be my coach when I played U18. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, keep her going. Brody, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.